Former University of Illinois basketball standout Manny Jackson says he's taken what he's learned from the game and his business smarts to give something back. The former Harlem Globetrotters owner has written about living in poverty in the town of Elmo, Missouri, and growing up during racially divided times in Edwardsville and Champaign-Urbana. Jackson's new memoir is called Boxcar to Boardrooms. He spoke with Illinois Public Media's Jeff Bossert.
We were just in such a survival mode, and since everyone around me was in a similar condition, the issue of poverty and not doing well never came up because that's all relative kind of issues, and we just kind of made it from day to day, and we focused mostly, which I think had the biggest influence on me, on family, on survival and family and work ethic. And it just occurred to me as I looked around that families that seemed to be doing best were those that were closer together, and the families that seemed to be being the best fed are those that kind of depended and worked with each other. And kind of the way life began until it got complicated, and I moved to Southern Illinois and a huge community.
Talk about the experience of living in Edwardsville at that time and the segregation.
I think more recently people who've seen the movie Help will get some notion of conditions in Southern communities, and particularly the Southern Illinois community. But it was clearly a segregated, two separate worlds. The laws were, and the walls of demarcation between black and white were clear. I mean, there wasn't any gray areas. It was absolutely clear. And fortunately, I say, the powers to be set the Plessy Ferguson ruling aside, and Brown versus Board of Education was implemented, and the separate and so-called equal school systems were set aside, and they integrated the schools. And that integration, that one step we made into the classrooms, changed the lives of myself and hundreds of others. But it also, when I looked in the rearview mirror, I could see behind me the thousands of casualties from that period of separation and segregation.
Well, talk about playing basketball. And is there a point where you realize this is something that would help you get somewhere in life?
Well, I wish I could say I was that smart, but sometimes instincts are better than smart. It was clearly instinctive. We could see that survival and playing a game was a way for acceptance in the black community, and also a way to bridge acceptance into the broader community. So it was less about basketball than it was about trying a whole bunch of things without even thinking about it that gave you a voice. So basketball meant a lot to me because instantly I knew when I first time I dunked a basketball, I think I was 12 and a half years old, people came out of the buildings to watch me do it with a tennis ball. And I thought, that's all it took to get their attention.
But I would hope, you know, by the time you're 12 or around there, realize that you were pretty good at it.
I realized I was awful good. And I say that because I'm an old man right now, and I can compare the results I had and saw what happened. I realized that I was very good. I didn't by any means believe that I was the best of the black kids that I'd been with or seen, but I realized I was very good, and I realized that being good at something was important. And I also realized something else that I talk a lot about in the book is that I realized that you can have dreams and you can pray for them to become reality. There's a step in between. It's called dedication and hard work and commitment. That's a strong bridge to getting to reality.
We'll talk about being recruited by the U of I.
That was interesting because at the time we finished high school, it was obvious from my junior year on that there were people looking and talking to my parents and coming around to watch us play in the summers. And I wanted to go to an urban area. I really thought that going to the city of Chicago or New York or even at that time Milwaukee or Los Angeles would be the place to go. And probably down my list somewhere was coming into the rural community of Champaign at the time. But as I saw more and more of the schools outside of Illinois, I didn't see the strength of character of both the staff and of the locations, and I began to appreciate more the support groups I had in Illinois, and I began to appreciate the power of that university because every place I'd go, they'd say, what other schools are you thinking about? And I'd say, the University of Illinois, and I could see their reaction to that, and I thought, I have a teammate that's playing there now, Don Ohl, and a teammate I played with in high school, Governor Vaughn. I said, the three of us in that school, that could set some kind of a record. And I can't imagine anyone could beat the three of us or be any better than the three of us if we did that at the University of Illinois. And I also realized that as soon as I mentioned that was a possibility, I saw the signs of respect from just people in every walk of life.
What was it like, sort of repeating an earlier question, being one of the first African Americans on campus to play the game here?
I never thought about it. All I thought about when I got there was it's big, it's as segregated and as intolerant as Elmo, Missouri was, and pretty much like Edwardsville was. When I played basketball, I was a hero. When basketball was over, you went back to your private spot, and you had places where you could go and you couldn't go. I remember thinking 20 years later, what a great location this place is, University of Illinois. How beautiful this campus is, and what a wonderful place. And I still today, when I walk on campus, I reflect, I wonder what it would have been like to have been a real student on this campus when I was 17, 18, 19 years old, because I didn't have a real student life. I was a hired hand to play basketball. I knew I had to stay eligible, but access to the social benefits and building relationships with the broader population of people on campus just didn't happen. It wasn't those kind of times. So I don't mean to say anything derogatory about Illinois. It was a mirror of virtually every institution around the country. But I thought it was just a big place, big biases, and I've got to survive on a bigger table than I had down in Edwardsville. And that's another lesson I learned. What could have happened if I had put the same amount of effort into education had I put into basketball? So I tell college kids and high school kids now, don't mess around and lose the opportunity to learn. It'll be the most important decision you make.
Former University of Illinois basketball player, Harlem Globetrotters owner, and Honeywell executive Manny Jackson. His new memoir is called Boxcar to Boardrooms. Jackson will take part in a book review tomorrow afternoon at 2:15 at the Illini Union South Lounge, with a book signing at 3. Manny Jackson spoke with Jeff Bossert.